Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have LA comic Kiki Anderson.
Hi.
What's up?
You know, just happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here. So you were just saying you showed your entire family Teeth, the movie that we watched this week, Teeth.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I feel like this is mom's jam, and it was.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I get my fucked up sense of humor from my mom. So awesome. I was like, this movie was made for us to bond over.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. So, like, your entire family or just your mom?
Well, I live with my aunt.
Okay.
Which is embarrassing. But I live with my aunt, and then I also made my mom watch it. So, all the women, really.
I love it. Okay, yeah. I was like, it's like dad, brother. I don't know if you have, like male siblings or, like, whatever.
No male siblings. Okay. My dad's back on the East Coast, but I feel like that's not dad's jam at all.
Yeah, my brother was like, oh, you watched this movie? I'm like, I've seen it already. He's like, it's so good. It's so campy. I'm like, it's
super camp.
It's super camp. It's how many times have you seen it?
I guess three now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's one of my favorites, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've, John has been like, oh, we got to get Kiki on to talk Teeth for like, I don't know, 5 months now.
Yeah, so. I know this has been a work in progress, but it finally happened.
We finally did it.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite parts of Teeth?
Ooh, favorite parts of Teeth. You know, I think the characters are really, because I think this is a movie that, like, obviously there's like a feminist undertone to it,
what?
You know?
No way.
Yeah, a vagina with teeth.
Feminist, yeah, way. It's just a sexual assault revenge story.
Yeah.
I forgot about that when I watched it again. I haven't seen it in like maybe 6 years, and then I watched it again. I was like, I forgot about that. Yep, there it is.
Especially like the older you get, the more you're like, ah, yes, this is how men are. But I think it's like you have this, all these guys that are supposed to be the safe guys, right? Yeah. And they turn out to be the creeps. And then the brother, who's the creepiest of the creeps, creeps the hardest. But his whole character is so fucked up.
It is.
Like, obviously, you would never want to meet that person in real life.
100%.
But he's such a good creep.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're... And then the end scene with when she, like, fully is like, we're going to have sex now. And you're going to put your full penis inside, and I'm just going to cut it all off real quick.
Yeah, and then the dog eats it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They barely had any like fun facts about the movie, but the penis was made out of like, the penis that the dog ate was made out of like sugar or something. So that's how the dog got to eat it. Yeah, so he had sugar dick. So.
Interesting.
I know, the more you know, the more you know.
Yeah, you know, I like looked up some random stuff about it too, and I guess there's a lot of like hidden imagery there, like I was reading that there's all this symbolism with you know, the first time we see the teeth emerge, well, we never see the teeth, but you know, the first time the teeth pop up in the movie, she's in the pool with her brother, and then the second time the teeth pop up are when she's in the little lake with that guy who turns out to be a rapist.
With water.
There's always water, which is like rebirth and purity and cleansing. So there's always something new to see in that movie.
Yeah, also the brother's the piercing on the penis. Why would you do that? Just a thought.
There's a little Prince Albert action going on.
Did you see not see the giant bull ring on the penis?
Oh, yeah. I think I kind of missed that.
What? That would be interesting. Also, ouchie. Yeah. You know, I don't think any man would go through that pain. They can barely handle pain in general. So to, like, pierce it like that.
Yeah, I wonder if that was, like, a conscious choice. It's because there's the teeth, then there's the dick piercing. It's, like, almost like a weird self-flagellating thing.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's nothing and it just goes with his punk aesthetic.
Honestly, yeah, he was pretty punk. Was he abusing his girlfriend? Or was it just the sex?
I think just a lot of anal.
Okay, got it.
Which, you know, if it's consensual.
If it's consent, yeah. It didn't sound consent. And honestly, I wouldn't put it past him because he did try to touch his little cyst. That was...
Yeah.
Again, I forgot the undertones immediately. Forgot it from the first time I saw it. And I was like, oh, there it is.
Well, yeah.
There it is. Also, I love the shitty CGI. The only like bad part about the movie was the CGI'd power plant in the back of the house.
Okay, what is the symbolism with that? Because I don't get it.
It was just to be like, oh, it's a genetic mutation.
Literally
it. It's like, oh, it's suggested that, you know, because her mom was around that while she was pregnant with her daughter.
She grew teeth in her vagina.
Like, it's not something from the Greek gods. It's literally just a genetic mutation because of this power plant.
Interesting, but it's a genetic mutation with a moral compass.
Yeah, yeah.
We love that.
Yeah, it's like you can control. I mean, if you can control it, you know, that the creepy man in the end.
Yeah.
With his weird tongue thing. Like,
oh, God. That guy's so awful. Oh, my God. Like,
you know when you, like, see, you know they're just actors and you're like, this is someone's role.
Yeah.
You're like, I know you, like, you got cast in this and you got paid money.
Yeah.
But, like, at what point do you go, hey, I'm creeped out by this role. I know it's just a role, but, you know.
God, what did his headshot look like? Just...
I'm like, put your tongue, stop it. Don't stop it.
We should later on go back and Google what else he's in.
Yeah, he's definitely in a lot. He just has a lot of like AARP commercials.
Oh my God.
Just a lot of that. He's the creepy. She loses her virginity initially to the guy, like the first guy, right? Or was she R-worded? Was she raped?
I think she went a little raped.
There's a lot of sexual assault and rape in this movie. So if you don't like that, don't watch this. Don't watch this movie. But it is a good revenge story, I will say.
It is, but something that I thought about this time watching it. I'm like, okay, so she at the end becomes this kind of like, she finds her sexual prowess and her power.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to use this to move through the world, you know? But I'm like, but you still have to put those people's dicks inside of you.
Yeah.
And are you using condoms?
I'm like, to what extent is this a good superpower for you?
Right.
You know, like, yeah, sexuality is super, like, you know, easier. Sexual being as a superpower, but also you still have to put that old man's penis inside of you. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. I don't know if I want to do that. You know? I was like, I don't want to touch him.
Right.
I feel like you could punch him and fight him.
Yeah. If only you could have teeth, like, in your hand.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Like a toothy hand job.
It'd be helpful. It'd be helpful, but, you know. Or, like, I don't. I don't want it inside me. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because I was like, who's on my hit list? Like, Steve Bannon, number one. But, ew, definitely not going to fuck Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
I couldn't even be in a position where I pretend to seduce him.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But, and they're like, oh, maybe, like, a guy who's done you wrong. I forgot about the bully of the girl who tricked her into having sex with her. Do you remember? She's like,
oh,
he's like, yeah,
yeah,
I bet
guy.
I could, like, we like made a bet that I could have sex with you because she's this pure, you know, purity ring gal. And she, of course, has sex with him because he drugs her.
Right.
And I'm like,
This is still not really consensual, but they kind of make it out like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm like, sure. And then he's like on the phone with his buddy and I'm like, huh? But I love that she's just like, she goes from being enjoying it to chopping off his dick within a matter of seconds.
Yeah, you see the look in her eyes. That actress is so good at playing that kind of dual character. The whole first half of the movie, she looks so innocent, like the expressions on her face. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's this glint in her eye. Mm-hmm. And that's when the teeth in her just, you know, become one.
Yeah, it's like if you don't want the sex, so the lamprey down there doesn't want it either.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do, it's like the hero is the person who actually makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I have to ask, when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 16.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a memorable story? Or was
You know, speaking of, I probably was too drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it wasn't R word, but okay. I'm like, in retrospect, you know, I think she, when she goes and links up with that creep and she's like, this is how I always imagined it would be. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't know what I ever imagined losing my virginity would be like. Yeah. Would there be candles and music? I don't know. But in retrospect, it was after a night of partying. And I'm like, is that how most people do it these days? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's try. Why not? Yeah. No, I feel that. Mine was I think I was like 20-ish and fully sober.
Oh, okay. That's the right way to do it.
But it was... I was like, hey, I'm not going to do anything weird. Don't, like, because I'm just, you know, I do voices. And he's like, no, be yourself. And I was like, okay. And he's like, no, don't do that. I'm like, put it in. Let's go. Let's have sex. And then afterwards, I sang I Just Had Sex by The Lonely Island because I promised myself I would do that. But he wouldn't let me grab my phone, so I just made him harmonize with me.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so this was like a fantasy.
I was like, I'm doing it my way. I can't do anything half. Like, I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it memorable and absolutely ridiculous.
I love that, because when you first started the story, you said, I'm not going to do anything weird. I'm like, yeah, you don't show up to your first island exactly like whips and chains or anything.
Yeah, No.
Lonely Islands.
I'm like doing like weird voices and shit. I'm like, this is more fun. It's more my speed.
Love that. Were you dating the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's all, you know, you checked all the boxes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, look. We'll do it eventually. It's just gotta, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's the big deal. I mean, it's not that big of a deal in the long run, but it is. Your first time is, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. 16, I don't really regret the age because, you know, it's high school. You wanna get busy.
I wish I did, but the guys were scared of me in high school.
Oh, yeah. What were you like in high school?
Well, I was shy, but I was really competitive in middle school, and then I kind of started getting attractive in high school, and they were like
competitive and hot. That's too much power.
But they were like I'd be like competitive, like they'd be like trying to flirt with me, and I'd be like, I'm gonna shove this stick so far up your ass if you don't fucking play this game right, you know, those type of things. I took gym class really seriously. That was my Olympics. But
they were worried you'd outpeg them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they just, I think they were a little intimidated and like too much personality for them. But now they're all, every time I go home, a lot of them are like, hey, you want to hang out? And I'm like,
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby.
You're so funny. You're so quirky. That's silly. No.
Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Well, you're the most exciting thing that's happened to them for sure.
I know. 100%.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from D.C., but my grandparents lived in Kenosha. I've had a little Wisconsin.
Oh, Kenosha.
Kenosha.
Kenosha's a good place. I have family in Kenosha.
Yeah. Nothing happens there. It's farmland.
You know, serial killers.
Yeah, great place for a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. I know way too much about them there.
I thought you were going to say, I know too many serial killers.
I know all of them. I am one of them, actually. Hell, surprise.
Yeah. This is my fantasy. I want to be murdered on a podcast.
Well, people have been murdered in this very room.
That is true, actually.
Yeah. We don't know how many, but...
We don't know how recently.
We don't know how recently. You know, after this podcast, John might murder me. Who knows?
You know, we're ready.
We're ready. We're ready for it. We're ready.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
So the doctor scene.
Do you usually go with a female gyno?
Oh, always female doctor.
Yeah,
never
who are these
doctor.
Perverts going with male gynos?
I understand, you know, sure, they know what they're doing, but yeah. No. As soon as that man took off his glove, I went, why are you doing that?
Right, like you should have gone with a female gyno.
I was like, hey, That's illegal. Nope. It's not sanitary.
I know. And he was like,
and I was like, you're not. Oh no. There's pretty sure there's a porn of this. Okay. Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah. That's definitely someone's kink is creepy gyno.
Yeah. Her face though, after it was happening and like when she was like cutting his fingers off was so funny though.
Yeah,
because she was like, oh my god, because she knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. But also that he was like stuck at that point because his hand was
it is very campy. They do such a good job of taking scenes that if they were done wrong could be like traumatizing.
Oh,
like, oh my god, she's getting raped, oh my god, somebody's bleeding.
Yeah,
but her faces are so, oh dear.
Yeah, they're like, oh god,
not again.
God, ugh, not again. This keeps happening.
This keeps
happening.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. My lamprey vagina just be chopping people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, vagina teeth.
It's, if your vagina had teeth, well, what would be your first course of action?
You know, I think everybody's got like a hit list of people that have done them wrong, but I'm so past that. I'm 31. I'm over that. You know, I feel like I would rob a bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know how that boils down. Like, what's the play here?
Okay.
But there's got to be a way where you can use this to advance women as a whole. You know, like more female bank robbers using your vagina teeth.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
Would you? I don't know. I imagined like. You like draw like little hands or have like little like you like glue little hands to your vagina with like a tiny gun and then it's just like, and then you have like little googly eyes and then it's just talking. It's like, give me your money,
give me your money.
But it's just the vagina and then you're just
like, they should have given her vagina a voice.
That would have okay, who would you want to voice Teeth, the animated TV show?
I feel like it has to be an annoying voice, right? Because like men are scared of vaginas and also 100%. People with really annoying voices.
Yes.
Right? Like Michelle Wolf's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect.
Or it could be the girl who does, is it Bob's Burgers? Is it Louise? She has like a really like nasally voice like this.
Oh god, yeah.
And I feel like that would be really funny if that was the voice.
Yeah, like a shrill, nasally, just like all the nightmarish.
Or it's like is it the ugly stepsister from Shrek? Where you like you think it's gonna be some like feminine voice and it's just like, hi. And then it's, you're like, oh, you're a vagina.
Yeah.
How would you voice the vagina? Or what would the vagina say?
I'm thinking maybe like, what's that character on Big Mouth that Nick Kroll does? You know, like, hey, give me all your money. What is that? What is that character's name? Lola?
Lola?
Have you seen Big Mouth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who's just got that
Andrew. No, I can't do it. Andrew. No, I can't. Yeah. He's You know what? Nick Kroll should just voice the vagina.
Yeah, he is the face and voice of vagina dentata for sure.
Honestly, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Vagina dentata.
Yeah.
What a name. Also,
I'm gonna name my firstborn that.
That's beautiful.
It is kind of a beautiful name, vagina dentata.
She's gonna get bullied immediately. Her name's Vagina.
Yeah, we call her Gina for sure.
Like pussy, and then you shove her down. But she actually, it's not her vagina that bites. She just bites. She's a biter.
She's a biter. It's a big problem. The principal keeps calling about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might have to put her down. But, you know, hey.
Yeah. He was just a child with a muzzle.
Yeah.
That's the next thing for kids, I think, is just children with muzzles.
Yeah. Have you seen children on leashes?
I've never seen one. I've heard that that's a thing.
It is.
And I think more of that. You know, that's how we stop school shootings. Just put all children on leashes. Know where they are at all times.
Yeah. Honestly, I agree with that. Or those little, like, preschool chains where they, like...
Yeah, everybody has to hold on.
But you're, like, glued to it. Like, you have to hold on to it forever.
Yeah.
And then every grade they, like, unglue. Yeah. Bless you, John.
Bless you, John. He's having a reaction to what you're saying.
I know, that's fair. It's a lot. He's like, children, absolutely not. Do you have any other moments in teeth that really did it for you?
Other moments in teeth? Let me scramble my brain for a second.
Because I will say the ending where she's like, oh, my bike stopped working. And she's just doing this. I was like... You could do a lot more things. Also, where are you going? Aren't you, like, 16?
Right. All of a sudden, she becomes a woman.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a woman now. I've had sex. Heard of it. I'm gonna go on my own, because my mom is dead, and my dad is...
Not really my dad.
Not really my dad, and my brother no longer has a penis, so what's my purpose here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also very confusing, like, what's going on with the dad and the brother. Like, they hate each other. The brother tries to feed the dad to the dog.
Yeah. But then that dog ate the brother's penis and had more loyalty to his sister?
Yeah. And I was also very concerned for that dog. I'm like, he's going to shoot the dog now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you have a gun? Why do you have a gun? And his poor girlfriend is just there...
Yeah, and just down.
Yeah.
Down for all the anal.
She's like, I'm here for sex, but also I'm, like, being emotionally traumatized for life. Yeah.
And that's the real sequel, is how do we control the genetically modified vagina to, like, to be a thing that you can buy at the store? Because she needs to get one.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there was to be a Teeth 2,
mm-hmm.
how would you, or what do you think the story would be?
Well, we definitely need to know what happens to our protagonist. Like, where does she go? You know, what's her plan? You know, she doesn't even know how to file her taxes. Like, how do teeth play into taxes?
Ooh.
You know?
That's a good point, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to make money in the world. She's been sheltered. She's been in Jesus camp. She's got a lot of figuring out to do.
And Jesus, have you been to anything?
Jesus camp?
Jesus camp or, like, church? Were you religious growing up or...
No. So my mom is Jewish and my dad's Catholic.
Okay.
Which you, for some reason, are what your mom is.
Okay.
Which I feel is like the most Jewish thing. It's like, yeah, what your mom is. You know, like, this is very domineering religion. But no, I went to a Jewish preschool, but I didn't have a bat mitzvah.
Okay.
I wasn't baptized, any of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very funny because, like, now I'm finding spirituality as an adult, and my mom is just not spiritual at all. I'll be like, I read this book about, like, meditation and, like, finding God, and she'll be like, I don't believe in any of that shit. But now she's, like, watching some documentary about Chuck Norris, and apparently he, like, wrote a book on spirituality. So she's reading, like, Chuck Norris's book on spirituality.
If it's Chuck Norris, like, he's God, so I don't know what...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to know what his version of spirituality is. Like, if anybody stands in your way, just beat the shit out of them. And I'm like, that is on brand for my mom.
That's pretty good. Honestly, that's what we live by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not religious at all in any shape or form, but, you know, I had a few friends that had the purity ring, and that was interesting. The Jonas Brothers were famous for wearing the purity rings.
Oh, yeah. But then didn't they, like, get rid of them at some point?
Oh, yeah. They got rid of them, and that was a big deal. They're like, well, now they're sluts.
They are.
So every single
were they slut shamed? What this in, like, a time period for me? Was this the 90s? How old are they?
They are, I want to say, the oldest, Kevin. I think he's might be 32, 33.
Okay, so they're our age.
The youngest is, I think, Nick, and he's 26.
Okay,
so
millennials.
Yeah.
So, because this is like after Jessica Simpson, you know, lost her virginity.
Yeah.
So this is like it's. This cool
is.
To lose
I think this is like 2008 to 2012. I want to say maybe.
Okay. So people were with it. They're like, yeah, you should probably lose your virginity.
Yeah, they're like...
I mean, Nick Jonas is 30 now. These kids wore the purity ring until they were ready to have sex. So it was like, they were 12. It's like, oh, yeah, of course he could wear a purity ring. He's 12. He shouldn't be having sex. And then when he turned 16, that shit came right off.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not even an option.
Yeah.
They're like, it's time. It's time to...
Yeah.
Just be boning. Yeah.
This is like, well, yeah, because that's like, that is birth control. You see a 16-year-old wearing a purity ring. It's not that that keeps you pure because you're pure. It's just nobody wants to fuck the guy that's you're like a huge dork.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're, we don't want to shame, but also
shame.
There's no chance a hot girl came up to him and said, I want to fuck you, and he kept that ring on.
Right.
Like, he said,
whenever we saw him with the ring, he was in public, so of course he wasn't having sex.
Yeah. No one has sex in public.
Watch, if he wrote a book, when did you lose your virginity? Probably 14, but you had the purity ring on. Oh, no, not while I was having sex. Like, we can't do that.
Yeah. I took the ring off.
The ring is on.
Yeah. Duh. You, like, God doesn't see unless you have the ring on. You know?
Basically, it's like the fucking Lord of the Rings. Like, Mordor is watching when you have the ring on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So out of 10, what do you think?
The movie?
What do you think teeth is?
You know, I think it hits all the marks.
Okay.
Except there is that like confusing scene where he like drugs her, but it's consensual.
Yep.
But is he the victim? Like, I don't know. There's moments where I'm like, are these guys being portrayed as the victim? Like, this is getting a little confusing. So I think because of that, it loses a point for me.
Okay.
But as far as camp, horror, humor, aesthetic.
Yeah.
Hits all the marks. So it's a 9.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I would say 7 for me.
Oh,
yeah.
7.
You know what? I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's campy. The soundtrack is fun. Mm-hmm. And it's shot like really grungy. Mm-hmm. When it was 2007.
Yeah.
When it was made. And I love like 2005, 2009. Just the way films are made. They're like more grainy and they just look.
Yeah.
And the horror films, they're just like, they just look different and better. So that's why I give it a 7. But yeah.
Yeah. That there's definitely truth to that. Like, now everything's so HD that it kind of takes me out of it. Like, I need it to look like a movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love watching Silence of the Lambs because it's so grainy and it just has like grit and character.
Yeah.
And everything now is like I don't want to see the booger in their nose.
Right.
Like, I don't care that much.
Right, because if the booger's on the nose, like, I can't pay attention to the demon.
I can't. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, the guy's gotta, someone get this guy a tissue, you know? And the demon, I'm like, no, demon, take your time.
The demon's like, can you please get a tissue before I possess you?
Please. Mm-hmm. God, that's awful. Like, you gotta clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
So where can the people find you?
Well, I'm on the grams at It's Kiki Anderson. And then I actually have a podcast coming out in May. It's going to be called Indecent with Kiki Anderson.
Ooh.
So keep an eye out for that.
Exciting. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
You're a delight. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, give us a review, rate us, follow us on all the socials at Horror at the Store, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Moro Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.